This is Joanna Schrader reporting for Domestic Fuel, and today I'm with Turk DeRuiter, who is the CEO of Genencor. How are you?
Very good, Joanna.
Well, thanks for joining us. Some exciting news. We're actually at the BioWorld Congress here in Toronto, and you have released a study about bio-based products. And in energy in particular, we're seeing a lot of biofuels. We're seeing a lot of bio-based chemicals. And your company has actually had a very huge role in developing enzymes and other products in both sides of the business. So let's start off and tell me, how did you decide to do this survey?
Now, Joanne, we've now been working for over 30 years in this field, and actually quite proud of the achievements that we've made, both in biochemicals and biofuels. And as we were talking in-house always about bio-based products, we really wanted to get a feel whether this tied back to green and sustainable products. So that's why we're launching today the Genencor Household Sustainability Index. And what we asked our consumers is, do you recognize bio-based? And when it comes to household products, does that relate to sustainability? And the answer was clearly much better than we had expected. We thought it was very much a discussion in-house, but as the survey shows, is that 4 in 10 Americans actually relate bio-based as it comes to household products to green. So that was very positive.
So do you think the other 6 Americans don't quite understand yet what sustainability is or means or even what a bio-based product is?
Oh, I think very clearly that they'll probably know what a green product is, but they have not made the link how we're going to make those products green and how important bio-based products are going to be there. I think what we were amazed of, you know, you always talk very technical in your organization. To get the consumer react like this, create a baseline, which we'd like to check over years if we make progress, we're very happy with that.
So one of the questions you did ask were what people's perceptions were of ethanol. Did they like ethanol? Did they consider ethanol green? So what did your survey discover with that?
Now, the question we actually asked is, when it comes to bio-based products, which products come first to mind? And it was very interesting to see that ethanol was first on the list. We were very pleased with that, of course, because ethanol is such an important product or such an important market for us. But it also shows that the consumer really starts to buy into the concept of the importance of home-produced fuel and really the contribution that ethanol is delivering to the economy.
So what were some of the other things that consumers considered green in regards to household items?
The other areas that clearly responded to were detergents, as they allow you to wash at lower temperatures. They recognized some of the clothes as they were made with bio-based enzymes, and they talked about some of the cosmetics.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the bio-based enzymes. You obviously develop and produce bio-based enzymes. How do they differ than what we've seen in the past, and why are they more environmentally friendly and sustainable?
You know, when you work with a bio-based organism, you can continuously improve. And if we look at the enzyme systems that we have today, they're a lot more efficient, allowing you to extract a lot more alcohol, ethanol, out of the product itself, and quite often at lower temperatures, and in the process, reducing energy use.
So you hear a lot about companies that are maybe somewhat resistant to what they think is a more expensive proposition of becoming sustainable. But with your survey, are you indicating that, what do you think this timeline is going to be before a company is going to have no choice but to change their manufacturing and development into sustainable practices?
Now, this survey is not necessarily looking at the fact of where the consumer is going to go with their desires, but I think it clearly shows that they start to recognize the benefits that bio-based products can bring. And I believe that you see more and more, this is not based on the survey, but more and more consumers asking for sustainable solutions. And I think you see many of our customers responding to that.
And for, as a biotech company, do you feel now with the first survey that you're on the right track with the development of your enzymes and different products?
I think what we say today is we laid the baseline. We need now to see how we move this over time. We believe, of course, we're on the right track, but I believe it's with solid research that you confirm that you actually do so. So today is the first day. Over time, We'll take this survey to different countries and circle back and hope to circle back here in the U.S. and Canada in about 3 years and see how much progress we've made.
And just out of curiosity on the ethanol side, since we do cover a lot on ethanol, where's Genencor going next for biofuels?
In the biofuel space, we're very excited. We just launched our new RSL solution in the ethanol industry, which is working very well. And we're working very hard with our partner, DuPont, to make cellulosic ethanol, where today we can say the process works. We have our demo plant up and running in Vonore, and it really is now about building a plant at the right cost of capital and making sure that we have the biomass available, for which we'll start our second harvest trial in October of this year, making sure that we have the corn stover available if and when we start building the first commercial plant.
So how has it been going with your storage and harvesting and transportation? I know that has, in addition to the enzyme and some other product costs, that has been a challenge. As you're going through the process, do you feel that you're making advancements in that area as well?
Now, this is a complete new field for us, and we're very glad to have a partner like DuPont on board with their capabilities of Pioneer. Because I must admit, as a biotech company, this is slightly beyond our skill set. But we're clearly learning in this process, and I think it will give us, DDCE, our joint venture, a true competitive advantage. What we've learned so far in the first harvest, we can now apply in the second harvest, and we can see a path to creating a sustainable supply of biomass at a reasonable cost.
And speaking of reasonable cost, right now people are throwing up numbers between $2.35, $2.45 a gallon. What are you seeing so far when this comes commercial? Do you think that you'll be around that $2.35 range or lower?
We believe that we can certainly be in that $2.35 range. I mean, ultimately our goal is to make cellulosic ethanol at a cost comparable to corn ethanol. Now, that's a stretch, but it's good to have a good target in front of you.
Well, they have 100 years on you.
We can beat them on that one.
So for the enzymes right now, then, are you looking at when you go commercial? Obviously, when you scale up something, it gets less expensive. So do you feel that will be the case in this situation with cellulose?
Yeah, so what we're doing with our cellulosic ethanol enzymes is two ways. We're using them in the DDC venture, where they will be produced on site, and we're marketing the enzymes ourselves to anybody who's not using the DDC technology to buy the enzymes. We clearly see how we bring that cost down from the original price of $2.50 a gallon, which is almost more than the ethanol now will cost, to today's level of about 50 cents. And we believe we see a path to ultimately bring it down to 20.
Great. And what's next? What are we going to hear from you next?
So first and foremost, I think you'll hear us talk about the commercial plant, building the first commercial plant in cellulosic ethanol. And we're very positive about our progress with Isoprene, with our Goodyear venture. It's a little further away, but I hope we'll have some good news for you there, too.
Great, thank you.